Okay, so it's going to be Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 to 3, the great lockup. Now, Alcatraz is a small island located about a mile off the California coast in the Bay of San Francisco. From 1934 to 1963, it was also the site of the Alcatraz Federal Penitentiary, a maximum high-security prison. Known as the Rock, it was used to house the worst of the worst prisoners, many of them who had been transferred from other prisons because they were continuously getting in trouble in those prisons. Now, during its 29 years of operation, 1,576 of America's most ruthless criminals were incarcerated on the island. People like gangster Al Capone, known as Scarface, George Barnes, a.k.a. Machine Gun Kelly, Arthur Barker, and how do you like this name? Alvin Creepy Carpus. Yeah, you ever notice the mobsters have a middle thing between their first and last name? Carpus was credited with 10 murders, 6 kidnappings apart from his bank robberies. He got the name Creepy because of his sinister smile. He and Barker were part of the famed Ma Barker gang. Mickey Cohen was there. This Jewish gangster had met Billy Graham, and after talking to him, he claimed that he actually had become a Christian. But when he was confronted by others on why he hadn't changed his lifestyle, he responded by saying, "Christian football players, Christian cowboys, Christian politicians, why not a Christian gangster?" Perhaps the most interesting of the inmates, though, was Robert Stroud. He was originally in prison for murdering a man who refused to pay a prostitute named Kitty O'Brien, who he had been pimping for. And then after he was put in prison, he kept getting into altercations with other prisoners, stabbing several of them, one right through the heart. For that murder, he was sentenced to death. And they were building the gallows that he could see right outside of his window. But his mother wrote to Edith Wilson, the wife of President Wilson, begging that her husband would commute a sentence to life in prison. And 8 days before he was supposed to be hanged, they commuted the sentence. Well, during those years in prison, Stroud raised birds, over 300 canaries in his cells. And not only the birds were raised, but they were also studied. And he wrote 2 books about it, Diseases of Canaries in 1933. And later, by the way, he had to smuggle that out of the prison to get it published because it was not legal for him to pass anything out. And then Stroud's Digest on the Diseases of Birds, 1943. And that was updated with specific information. He made several contributions to avian pathology, and that's why he's known as the Birdman of Alcatraz. Now, during the 29-year period that the prison was open, there were 14 escape attempts made by 34 people. 2 guys tried it twice. Now, some of the escape plans were quite ingenious and intricate. In one, 3 men, Frank Morris, John Anglin, and his brother Clarence Anglin, according to the Wikipedia article, did this. Listen, they chiseled away at the moisture-damaged concrete from around an air vent leading to a corridor. Using tools such as metal spoons and forks soldered with silver from dimes and an electric drill improvised from a stolen vacuum cleaner motor. The noise was disguised by accordions played during music hour for an hour and a half. And their progress was concealed by false walls, which in the dark recesses of the cells fooled the guards. The escape route led up through an air vent to a shaft large enough for a man to climb through. Stealing carborundum cords from the prison workshop, the prisoners had removed the rivets from the grill and substituted dummy rivets made of soap. The escapees had been given over 50 raincoats from other inmates to use as a raft to make their trip to the mainland. Leaving paper mache heads in their cell bunks, they escaped. Now, while it's claimed that no one ever successfully escaped from Alcatraz and that these 3 were presumed to have drowned, their bodies were never actually found, and there's good evidence that they